Now, time to chuck checkers. Crowds packed into a speech by former Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson at the Conservative Party conference in Birmingham. Boris renewed his attack on Theresa May's Brexit plan, describing it as a cheat that could lead to a boost for the far right.
And now, therefore, is the time truly to take back control and follow that vision, make the elegant, dignified and grateful exit the country voted for. This is the moment to do that, and there is time. This is the moment to chuck checkers. To scrap the Commission's constitutionally abominable Northern Ireland backstop. To use the otherwise redundant and miserable implementation period to the end of 2020 to negotiate the Super Canada FTA, Free Trade Agreement, to invest in all the customs procedures that we will need to ensure continued frictionless trade, and to prepare much more vigorously than hitherto for coming out on WTO terms.
In a later interview, the Prime Minister hit back.
There are one or two things that Boris said that I am cross about. He wanted to tear up our guarantee to the people of Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland is part of the United Kingdom. You know, we are all, he and I, all members here, are members of the Conservative and Unionist Party. That's because we believe in the union of the United Kingdom. Northern Ireland is part of that union. Indeed. And we have a guarantee for the people of Northern Ireland, and we are upholding that. Our Chequers plan does that. It's the only plan on the table at the moment that does.
Well, Andrew Pearce from the Daily Mail with us this morning. Morning to you, Andrew.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. And the Daily Mirror's Associate Editor, Kevin Maguire. Morning, Kevin.
A very good morning to you.
How do you think, Kevin, how much do you think Theresa May actually cares in these negotiations about Northern Ireland? Or is it all because of the leverage Arlene Foster has over her?
I'm sure the latter is very important when Theresa May is relying on 10 DUP MPs for her majority in the House of Commons. But she also takes seriously, I believe, that she is the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom and she leads the Conservative and Unionist Party. But I've no doubt if there weren't those 10 DUP MPs having so much influence, she could well settle for a border down the middle of the Irish Sea. The fact is, she's got to deal with parliamentary arithmetic. So she is hemmed in and is made more of a unionist than she would otherwise be.
And Andrew Pearce, if there were to be a border down the Irish Sea, now Arlene Foster has said it's a red line, it's a blood red line, blood red. Would it actually threaten the union, Andrew?
Well, I tell you what it would do in the short term. It would threaten the and it would be the end of the Conservative government, because if she withdrew her support, the Prime Minister needs those 10 MPs to back her. I think it could trigger a general election, and there's no way Theresa May wants to be fighting another early election. She didn't do terribly well in the last one, did she? And Tory MPs would not forgive her if somehow she contrives to lose the DUP over the Irish border, and then there is an early general election, because in the chaos, I think probably Jeremy Corbyn would win.
So what happens next, Kevin? 2 weeks to get a deal, right? Kevin's dropped off. Andrew Pearce, we're left with you. I'll put the same question to you. What happens next?
Off listening to him, so no difference there. I don't know what happens next. That's the truth. I still think the EU, at the end, when they look down the barrel and see a prospect of a no deal, I think they will come up with something which the Prime Minister will be able to sell to her own parliament.
But if they haven't come up with it by now, then are we really expecting something novel to be created in the next couple of weeks?
I mean, it's brinkmanship, isn't it? It's all about negotiation. I don't think she's conducted the negotiations particularly well. I just don't think they can afford a no-deal Brexit, because it would be potentially catastrophic for the Irish economy. And they would lose £40 billion in the first instance. And the EU needs British money. So I think that might happen. What I'm told, though, by her people, and I was talking to two cabinet ministers in the conference hall this morning, they say she is not going down the Canada route that Boris Johnson's talked about. She's not compromising on Chequers. That's the plan, and the EU has to take it or leave it.
And once these politicians are backing each other, Kevin Maguire, into a corner, there is at least the possibility now of a no-deal Brexit.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Stephen. The truth is, it seems most politicians know what they don't want rather than what they want and how they can get that. The Canada deal isn't on offer anyway from the European Union, and it would require customs posts because it isn't a customs union. And it's absolutely incredible. I just wonder if, in the end, in these fraught negotiations, the way forward would be to kick the can down the road. Of course, the idea was March 29, we'd come out of the political institutions, but we'd still be in the economic institutions, single market and the customs union, until the end of 2020. So you kick the can down the road and you try and sort it out in the meantime. But we live in a very disunited kingdom. Northern Ireland and Scotland voted to remain. England and Wales voted to leave. The results fell in the worst possible way, particularly when Leave won, but it was a very small majority. It wasn't decisive, and it wasn't spelled out what Leave would be. And if you talk to the pro-Brexit ministers in Theresa May's own cabinet, they disagree on what they want. It's real mess, and it is very hard to see a way forward. And she's in a swamp, Theresa May. She's really in a swamp, and she's sinking slowly, and she's thrashing around, and it's incredibly difficult for her. And, of course, the consequences for everybody else are absolutely huge when prosperity, jobs, security all depend on what comes next.
Kevin and Andrew, thank you very much indeed.